last we're gonna see some affirmative action. Julia has made it after all.
Julia!
Yes, Julia has made it after all.
I'm not sure this was a good idea, Julia.
Oh, nonsense, Kevin. If you want a job done properly, do it yourself.
But coming to Nauru to greet the first asylum seekers being processed here?
The personal touch, Kevin. Besides, I want to see for myself that it all goes smoothly.
But we're not immigration officers.
Don't worry. I've got this offshore processing for dummies book to help us.
Okay, let's see. Point one. Ensure your refugees get a full and thorough health check.
No worries there. I bought a doctor to do all that. He was real keen to come too. Didn't want any money, just an exit visa.
He wasn't on bail by any chance, was he?
You know, I think he might have been. Why?
Never mind. Point two, after health checks, explain your country's entry requirements.
Well, it's obvious we only want people who advance our society culturally and economically, so I devise this test of suitability for each applicant.
Oh, good, let's see. To display tolerance, every candidate must watch 20 continuous minutes of Today Tonight, including one mandatory breakthrough tooth whitening story, and still have something complimentary to say about the Australian television industry.
I'll put the hard one first.
Yeah. To show they cherish the great Australian tradition of good sportsmanship, the applicant must post an original message of hate onto Leighton Hewitt's Facebook page.
Or you can substitute James Magnusson if you're not a tennis fan.
Oh. And to demonstrate courage, the applicant must go to their local Blockbuster and actually rent out Mr. Popper's Penguins. Well done, Julia.
Yeah, that'll filter out the bludgers.
Mm. Okay, moving on. Point three. Once your asylum seekers have been tested, provide them with food and shelter whilst they await processing.
Okay, so I bought all those tents over there, and as for food, I got the Parliament House canteen ladies to make up these Aussie food packs.
Oh, what's in them?
A Chico roll and a deep-fried Mars bar.
Which one's which?
Don't ask me.
All right. And our final point. Always treat refugees with kindness. They are fleeing victimisation and are often traumatised and fearful for their futures.
Easy. Okay, let's start. First refugee, please. Name?
Jerry Harvey. Please, you've got to protect me. I'm bleeding, bleeding, bleeding profits.
Julia has...